Hello, Mermaid Junkies. How are you? Welcome to Mermaid Junkie Podcast with Raquel Carter. So as you guys know, my podcast is all about, mostly it's about my art and as well as spirituality. So today, which is a beautiful, beautiful subject, and I'm always so interested, especially with my YouTube channel and how much people are always striving and looking for spirituality pages and the actual videos that get the most traction are my soulmate, twin flame videos, as well as my spirituality ones, like with regards to law of attraction. And I mean, less so my art. But anyway, today what I would love to talk about is action and inspired action versus regular action, right? There's a huge difference between action versus inspired action. So the title of this is The Universe Wants You to Take Inspired Action. I think in the realm of spirituality, how many times, I wonder if you guys are like me, with when I first started getting into the whole thing of understanding about spirituality and the law of attraction, and especially like Abraham Hicks' teachings, I would always hear things about action or inspired action and like manifesting. And I don't think at the time I really quite understood. I think there's so often that we come from a place of being conditioned in our childhood, where we actually are taught to be action-oriented instead of listening to our inner being, our inner guidance system, and taking inspired action. And there's a huge difference between this. And so it was always a really, really interesting subject to me. So I think, I don't know what all the fuss is about. Like, you know how, like, well, you may not know how, but when I was first learning about the law of attraction and the new age stuff, I would hear a lot of times people say, oh, that doesn't work. You know, they just really didn't understand. And I think that's the reason that people a lot of times don't think that the law of attraction actually works for them. Unless you've been manifesting and you've really, really dove deep into understanding the law of attraction and how it actually works, because it's more than just, you know, the secret, like we saw on the video, which was, once again, I will stress the importance of knowing that Abraham Hicks was the actual authentic author behind all of the secret things. It's actually Abraham Hicks' teachings that was on The Secret. But anyway, that's a whole nother story. There's a secret behind the secret. So you should Google that maybe if you're interested in that, understanding it. But I think it got the most traction because it was more of a surfacey kind of thing, if you ask me, like reading the book and then knowing, you know, what the video was about and things like that. When Abraham was on there before that they had taken her off, I think that they show you a lot. The writer shows you a lot about the book, focuses a lot on money, I think, and this whole idea of like you can attract anything or whatever, which is really true. But what I'm saying is I think it was more of a surface thing and not necessarily understanding the philosophy so much about the law of attraction. So I don't know if that resonates with y'all, but I would just wanted to like reiterate that I think that it's very understandable that along my transformational journey into the law of attraction, that I really had to dive deep and understand things about the law of attraction. Because, you know, if you just think you're going to do these affirmations or you're going to say, you know, oh, I'm just going to think this way or whatever, like there's a more in-depth understanding to it. And so that's why I've spent probably over 20,000 hours just really studying it and really using it and utilizing those different principles in my own life, which has really made a massive difference. So anyway, like I said, I wanted to just simply, action is what most humans have been conditioned to do. Like, say, for example, The operative word of here is need. Okay. Like, how many times do we hear, like, I need to get the heck out of this marriage. I need to go pay my mortgage. I need to buy my children food and clothes. I need to lose 35 pounds, right? So you immediately head out busting the pavement, bound and determined that you're going to make something happen. And I think when we say to ourselves, something's got to stick, blah, blah, blah. Like, say, for instance, I know, like, if you think, oh, I need a job. I've got to pay my mortgage. I've got to pay my car payment or whatever. Like, you think, oh, something's going to stick. I'm just going to go out and, like, apply for every job. And I'm going to do this and do that or whatever. And, like, and then you understand or recognize, like, yeah, something's going to happen probably because you're putting so much effort into it. But you don't necessarily... You don't actually have to do it that way. That's just the way that we've been conditioned to do it, is that, like, you know what they say, yeah, you're going to make something stick, but what's going to happen in the process? Like, you're going to get really dirty, right? So what happens also is that when you say something like that, like, say to yourself, something's got to stick, you know, with as far as, like, getting a job or whatever the example is, okay? The universe never hears that. The universe doesn't hear that because you are actually coming from a state of mind that's a needful state. And the universe doesn't hear needful state, right? The universe only hears what you mean, not what you say. So that's why a lot of times you'll be like, well, I was saying all the right things, or I was saying this, or I was saying that. But, like, whereas you might be able to convince other people, like, I'm saying this and I'm going to convince them that this is not necessarily true, or, like, make someone be convinced to believe what you're saying to them. And the difference is that the universe only hears what you mean. So see, what I'm saying is, it's energetically with the universe. The universe only understands anything if you really mean something, then the universe will collide to make that actually happen for you. The universe doesn't know, doesn't pay attention to what we're saying. So if we're saying certain things, but we're not meaning them with those same words, the universe isn't going to, you know, we're not going to attract that, basically. The universe vibrates on energy and alignment, not force and pushing against things. So now, like where I said before, you may end up getting that job, but you know the old adage, they say you're bound to get filthy in the process, which is very, very true. So I'm here to tell you that the complete opposite of what everyone else, you guys, tells you in the spiritual guru field or the entrepreneurial realm is that this, we need to stop doing so much work. We need to stop taking pure action. Now I didn't say inspired action. We need to stop taking action. Here is the answer for taking inspired action and how it works. Okay, so, like, say when a person is in alignment, there's an ease about manifesting things that we desire. Usually we'll tackle something that we want, like drag it to the depths and kill it, right? When we're using just regular action. When what we should be doing is setting the intention and sending it out into the universe and forgetting about it. Like, I know you guys, when I say that, oh, and we should forget about it, how difficult that is, because we absolutely have that desire and that conditioned behavior where we want to, you know, beat it to death and kill it instead of just letting it go out into the universe and using the path of least resistance. Because the more that we focus on something, the more intentioned we get, and then we actually pay more attention to it because you attract what you are focused on, right? So when we receive moments of inspired action, there's a few different things that we need to always ask ourselves. So I'm going to give you a few things. Okay, so the first thing is, do you feel that by not doing it, not doing the option, right? Or that wild horses can't keep you from taking inspired action? That's one receiving moment of inspired action. Do you feel like if you're not doing it, and that is an option, that in order to not do that, like, wild horses aren't going to keep you from taking that inspired action, right? Second, is the inspired thought coming from a place of ease and excitement, or is that coming from a place of feeling lackful and needful? Because inspired action does not come from a feeling of need or lack. So to recognize the difference between the two, action or inspired action, our goal is here is to actually take moments of action when they are completely inspired. And if we do this, we'll always come out ahead. We won't be exerting all of our energy on the unnecessary action. So here's like a little mermaid analogy for you, okay? As a mermaid performer, I had to constantly be aware of my lung capacity and my air reserve, right? So if I were to have expended all of my air on an unnecessary move or exhale at the wrong time, I would have been in trouble. In fact, I actually would have been in danger of losing my life because that's how important it is that I have to be focused. Well, how often do we do things that are spiritually and emotionally threatening to our welfare because we didn't relax and follow the flow of the path of least resistance? I think so often, you guys, we do this. We sit there and we think that we'd basically what it comes down to, you guys, is I think that it's a lack of trust in our higher consciousness, right? So if we are as of God, right? And we have our inner being is God. We don't so often, we have been taught since we were young to actually take on things ourselves or feel like we have to control things or we have to take things into our own hands because we don't trust the universe. Like, how often do we not trust God, the universe, source, you know, your higher consciousness? And I think that that's the only one and only reason is that we lack trust in believing that we are capable of these things. So I wanted to leave you with a little mermaid affirmation that is to be mindful that moving slowly by inspired action is the right way to manifest magical things in our lives. Too often, I think that we distrust ourselves and we distrust that the universe actually has our back and that we're actually going to receive everything we ever desire in life. We just have to learn to allow things to happen because even though we may not be getting something right in the way that we think it needs to be gotten or in the right time span, right? And I'll give you an example for that. I'll give you an example with that inspired action and regular action. Okay, so when I was leaving my marriage after 24 years, there was so often throughout those preparatory months beforehand that I actually left that I wanted to leave, that I was trying to push and force, like, I need to get money, I need to get money, I need to get an airline ticket, I need to figure out how I'm going to get out of here, right? And obviously, I had to do everything like on the down low because I felt like the less people that knew what I was doing, it was going to cause less commotion because, you know, all shit's going to hit the fan. I already knew that anyway, but I would rather it hit the fan once I'm already out of town, if that makes any sense, because maybe at the time I wasn't feeling necessarily so like I wanted to be confronted on things and my feelings because I knew feelings were going to be hurt and lives were going to change and people were going to fight and it was going to cause a commotion, right? And so there were so many months that I would sit there and be like, I don't understand, Abraham, like, you know, talking to source or whatever, like, I don't understand why I can't, you know, manifest this money. I mean, I'm so good at manifesting things and I don't understand why I'm not able to manifest this money so that I can get a plane ticket and get the heck out of here, right? So I was thinking of all these different things like, okay, maybe I need to go and live with my friend in California for a couple months. Maybe I need to go here. Maybe I need to move to Utah and stay with my other friend. And, you know, maybe I need to, you know, get a job or I need to sell these things at a yard sale or something so I can make the money. I need quick cash, right? And the thing was, is once I stopped working so hard at trying to figure out a way to get the money to leave, it actually fell in my lap. Because what I decided to do is, remember, I don't know if you guys remember this or I've told you guys this numerous times, a million times on my YouTube channel, right? is that for the soulmate videos, is that I actually stopped worrying about when I was going to actually leave the marriage. And so what I did was I started to trust more. And I was just like, you know what? I trust the universe, that the universe, you know, because I have so much resistance in this moment, I'm going to just trust the universe will provide when the perfect timing comes, I know that it will be the right time for me. And I will leave and everything will work smoothly and flow very, very naturally. And so what I decided to do, I remember the day, actually, I remember it very vividly, that I was just like, I was so fed up trying to figure out a way that I was pushing and like taking action, but it wasn't inspired, right? And so I finally just gave up. I was just like, I'm just going to think about something else completely and totally, and I'm going to just ignore this as much as I possibly can, being living in this marriage and everything. I'm just going to ignore what is happening right now. And I'm going to focus on something else. And so that's when I really went into that inspired action and really focused on trying to manifest my soulmate, because I was like, you know what? Trying to manifest my soulmate became something that was fun for me. Like, I never knew when it was going to happen or how long it was going to take. I was thinking it was going to take years and years and whatever, but I relished in the idea of like, oh my gosh, it was like a fairy tale. Like, I created in my mind and I thought, oh my gosh, if I can just think about my beautiful soulmate and I know it's going to happen and he's going to be lovely and wonderful. And I thought about all these attributes that I knew he was going to have and that I had, you know, called and put in my vortex for him. And so that became a thing every day. I would take at least 2 bubble baths. Not only that, you know, because I'm a mermaid, that I love the water, but because I wasn't around the ocean, I would take bubble baths and that helped me to relax. And I would think about my soulmate all the time, like constantly. And so I completely took my mind off of how I was going to get the money for leaving the marriage, right? And so when I actually did that, it took me a total of a month and a half of just relishing in the idea and thinking about all the beautiful things that were in my life and exploring the different things around the little city that I was living in at the time. I was taking my daughter to, you know, fun places. I would take her to like just a very impromptu, hey, let's go to the zoo today. Or, hey, let's go do this fun thing and go see this movie, you know, at midnight tonight. Let's go have a matinee on a Sunday. And I would just think of all these beautiful things that I could do that I had the money to do. You know, I mean, I had $8 and we were able to get in and go to the zoo that day. And then I paid, you know, $2 and we took treats from home and we went and saw a matinee movie. And I just thought of things that I could do and I had control over, you know what I mean? That I knew that I was able to manifest in that moment. And I was finding joy in those little teeny things every single day. And so that's what we have to do, is be mindful that if we're so worked up and stressed out about something because we're wanting to take action, you know, that we just need to maybe back off and stop thinking about it completely. And I know that that's difficult to do, but the more that you implement other things into your life, the good things, because we always have a tendency to want to think about, like, there may be 10 great things in your life going for you right then. Maybe you have an awesome career. Maybe your business is really flowing. Maybe you're really, really getting a lot of clients in, or you have a really good relationship with your parents or your siblings or your in-laws right now, and your relationship with your kids is going super well. There's so many things that could be going super well, but what we have a tendency to do is focus on that one negative thing, and then it supersedes all of the other beautiful things. But what we have to do is learn to recondition our minds to think about the one. If there's 4 good things, think about the 4 good things and stop thinking about the one bad thing. We have to switch our mindsets and do that. And when we do that, it's going to create the other one will come into flow, because it's what you focus on expands, right? And so if you're focusing on all of these beautiful things and less on the one that you don't like, the other one will actually start to flow in to all the other things, because it's law of attraction. So I hope this was helpful for you, and I hope you understood a little bit more. I went into a little bit more depth about death. I went more into depth about inspired action and action and how that works for you. And obviously, I wanted to just reiterate that the way that I take my information is actually all of the teachings of Abraham Hicks. And so that is basically the only law of attraction philosophy and mindset that I use. So I just wanted to like throw that in there and just let you know that, you know, I get my information from one source, and that's basically the only one that I focus on. So these were the concepts of inspired action and action and the comparison between the two with regards to Abraham Hicks teachings. So abrahamhicks.com is the website if you want to learn more, or you could also Google it on YouTube, and there's plenty of Abraham Hicks videos that you can listen to and watch, and they're beautiful and wonderful, and I really would recommend it. So I hope you guys have a wonderful day and a lovely weekend, and as always, I'm yours until my next swim. Ciao!
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.